My heart hath uttered a good word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Father McKenna, Reverend Father, dear children, and dear faithful, today we have the second anniversary of ordination of our dear Father McKenna, and the great graces of having a priest living near you and taking care of you are and should always be the source of many thanksgivings to God. And today's feast retells the story of how a priest met a young girl who would be the cause of his great growth in faith, although first he had no idea of it. Young Bernadette Soubirou got a message from Our Lady and direction that she should tell this to the priest. You know, children, when you are a priest, these stories of saints often get a very different perspective. When Bernadette started her trip to give message to her priest, she opened the gate and saw the pastor, Father Peyramale. He was outside in the courtyard, braving the cold, saying his office. Now this sight is something every priest can so easily associate with. The priest is there in his proper place, minding his own business, and then comes the abhorred thing called interruption, this time in the shape of a young country girl. But as priests so well know, the sacred office of priesthood comes with the crosses. So Father Peyramale, probably with some murmuring, closed his breviary and said, "So, who are you?" And this young girl shyly said, "I am Bernadette Soubirou." And a priest, far from inviting her in and offer her cookies and juice, just says, "Ah, so it's you." Children, it took a lot to convince this pious but rough country priest. At one time, when he was once again demanding to know the name of this lady who kept appearing to Bernadette, and she couldn't tell the answer, he lost his nerves and even called her a liar. "What's wrong with you? Workmen and farm people are wasting their mornings to see a liar. How do you expect us to organize a procession for this lady, you little liar?" Until one day Bernadette revealed to him the name. "I am the Immaculate Conception." The shock that this girl could know this sacred title of Our Lady was overwhelming to this priest. "I was so amazed by it that I felt myself stagger and I was on the point of falling," he later remembered. Dear children, even though Our Lady appeared to a poor country girl, she wanted this message also to be told to priests. And this Father Peyramale was chosen to be the privileged one to receive this first-hand message from heaven. This joyous feast shows us both the immense love and care which Our Lady has to her priests, who daily renew her son's offering on the cross. But as Our Lady is the true mother and help of all Christians, she truly is the true mother to all priests as well. And sometimes, like a loving mother, she needs to remind them, these little boys of hers, that even the greatest faith and trust can trip you down without humility. At the Last Supper, after instituting the Holy Eucharist and having finished his first and last Mass, our Lord gave Holy Communion to his apostles. And Saint Peter showed a great love and great faith, declaring that he would never take scandal at anything that Jesus did, and was ready to lay down his life for our Lord's sake. But Jesus had a surprise to him. There would be a great humiliation reserved for him. "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath required to have you for to sift as wheat," prophesying Peter's denial. Of course, Saint Peter seriously and honestly meant what he said, but he trusted too much in himself and overrated his own strength. His will was good, but he was wanting in that humility which comes from a knowledge of one's own frailty. But Christ also consoled Peter, saying, "But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and thou, once converted, confirm thy brethren." These words tell us something we can never forget, that without the assistance of God's grace, we can neither keep the commandments nor persevere in well-doing. And truly, as Christ put his trust into Peter, so also we priests are so often taken aback about the devotion what our dear faithful show to us. Of course, it's in itself nice to hear kind words from people, but most importantly, we are touched with them, because hearing those words, we are reminded how great is the love of Christ towards us, and how we are meant every single day to see Christ himself in every single faithful, not merely a little girl with her trifle worries. And the devotion which young Bernadette had towards her dear priest remained for the rest of their lives. When Bernadette received the news that he had died, she was choking with sobs and tears. Not a fringe of bitterness about the scolding she had had 20 years before remained. How could it? Because there had never been any. All she thought was his great-heartedness, his devotion to her family, and his zeal for the cause of Our Lady. He also, having failed first a little bit, had turned again and confirmed. With this joyful feast of Our Lady of Lourdes and this joyful anniversary, this so strikingly tells us, to both the priest and the faithful, that we should all the days of our lives guard ourselves against overconfidence in ourselves. We are meant to speak only good words of and about our Lord. And as wise Solomon writes, "Blessing the Lord, exalt him as much as you can, for he is above all praise. When you exalt him, put forth all your strength, and be not weary, for you can never go far enough. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.